always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
You are tuned in to Yada Da King Radio.
Radio.
And I am your host, Don Christian, and my co-host is...
What's good? It's your boy, Frog.
That's right, man. And we just chilling today. Beautiful Sunday. It's kind of cloudy out here in Seattle right now, but, man, we're going to have a good time, man.
What's beautiful about cloudy?
Hey, what's beautiful is I know God, and I don't care what the weather's like. Amen. You know what I'm saying? So
amen.
That's good, really what's good. I mean, man, what are we going to talk about today, Frog?
Today, we're going to talk about godly leadership.
Yes, sir, man. So, this is actually Wado. He's going to be on the show with us. He's going to chop it up about how he got into the DJ. And we're going to talk about his testimony, what God's been doing in his life, and even his podcast, man. One of the, I would say, one of the most inspirational cats when it comes to doing this podcasting thing to us is Wado. And we he's been doing it for, how long has he been doing it? About 3 years, 4 years?
He's been doing it for a minute, man. But I would definitely have to say, definitely have been inspired by DJ Wado.
Yep.
From a lot of stuff that we do. You know, we looked at and see it, this cat's professionalism, and we like, man, we got to step our game up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know,
shout out to DJ Wado.
Yeah, we're going to have
he's actually on the phone right now.
That's right. We're going to have a real professional interview with my dude, man. Also, man, we got some new music we're going to play.
What do you mean a real professional interview? Like, we don't have professional interviews already.
I'm just saying, Frog, I'm giving you a hint. Like, today, I need you to be on your A-game. No, I'm just playing. Now, you know how we do it, man. It's your boy, Don Christian. And, man, we love to play new music. So, if you want to submit your music, Frog, how do they do that?
Send it to yada.king@gmail.com.
Also, we want y'all to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/yada.king, and that's spelled yadahdaking. Once you follow us, I can send you a direct message so that we can get your music on the show, man. And the first song we're going to run with today is by the homie Presidential. The song is called Christian. He just sent this in, so it's a brand new, fresh cut. And hey, man, we are Christians going in for the kingdom of God, man. And really, you know, what we're trying to do is make sure we stay on that Christian tip. You know what I'm saying? So look, let's hop into this joint right now. Presidential, song is called Christian. Man, we're going to have to get him on the show too, man. He's one of the cats from the West Coast doing his thing for the king. Let's get it in.
Once again, it's Presidential. One more time. Yeah, I'm stuck and I can do nothing else but serve. Cause lately I've been held captive only to the word. I'm giving to the poor and I'm seeing all this worth. And now I'm storing treasures up in heaven, not in earth. Learning to trust in him, killing the lust and sin. Trying to be the best, kill the flesh when it rise again. And I ain't tryna be nothing else. Been on the grind, wasting time, chasing power, love and wealth. Nope. And you can be naive, put this wisdom on the shelf. But as for me, I can see that it's vital to my health. I'm in it every day, gotta study all his ways. Bring the mind of the divine as I'm living out his grace. Instead of wasting time, I'm living out my days. According to the scripture, yeah, the wisdom of the page. I ain't being driven by the wisdom of the sage. Cause I got my eyes closed, being driven by the faith. I'm a Christian, you better recognize. I'm running hard in the race just to catch the prize. I'm a Christian, you better look at here, I'm a disciple of Christ, yes, I'm so sincere. I'm a Christian, you better recognize. I'm running hard in the race just to catch the prize. I'm a Christian, you better look at here, I'm a disciple of Christ, yes, I'm so sincere. With every passing day, learning more about the faith. I'm digging in the scriptures, yeah, I'm picking at his brain. I'm trying to be a Christian who is living out his ways. Not one who knows the truth, but an action is a fake. I gotta be real, so I can take it to the field. And let the brothers, women, curlers know the Son of Man was killed. But on the third day, he was lifted from the grave. And paid a hefty penalty that we would have to pay. Jesus, yeah, I'm talking about the king. He's the only reason I ain't banging in the game. Facing these temptations, but I know that he gon' save. So on, pressing toward the market, running hard into the grave. All the evil ways had us stuck up in the prison, slaves to all us until the Son of Man was risen. Now we can be forgiven from the one way we was living if we only look to Him and turn our back on all our sin.
I'm a Christian, you better recognize I'm running hard in the race just to catch the prize.
I'm a Christian,
you better look at here, I'm a disciple of Christ, yes, I'm so sincere.
I'm a Christian,
you better recognize I'm running hard in the race just to catch the prize.
I'm a Christian,
you better look at here, I'm a disciple of Christ, yes, I'm so sincere.
Yeah, family, I'm a Christian, and I'm so not afraid to tell the world I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That's what it do. Yeah.
Yeah. Ha. You got a problem on your hands.
Creed.
What up? Yeah. You know I had to double edge it, baby. Yeah.
I'm running. I keep running like I'm running a race. I'm running. But when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run. It's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
Let's get it straight, I ain't running from nothing. He had a plan for my life, no frontin', had his hands on my life. Delivery man, out on my day route, till God delivered me, and I found out about his layout. The layout was laid out, I prayed and got laid out. I played house, then I grew up and got played out. That's old news, tell my friends I turned in my old shoes. Got me singing love songs, something like I'm old school. The truth, the life, the way, hey, thought I told you. Get on the wheel and do you like clay, just let him mold you. Yeah, you couldn't run, you had to crawl. Just know when you're going through, you always got someone that you can call. If not now, then when? It's gotta be done. I left and came back broke like the prodigal son. Arms stretched out, I came running hot in my face. I had a bad dream and woke up running in place.
I'm running, I keep running like I'm running a race. I'm running, but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm on the run, eating word like it's part of my diet. Soul of a finisher, heart of a lion, tribe of Judah. Yeah, if Jesus the gun, then I'll be the shooter. I got a hard drive like a computer, you can't stop me. I used to be sloppy, Jesus had to clean me up. I got the devil and his demons mad, they be teaming up like,
we gotta break them down, Greg, we gotta break them down.
I just hit them with the word, word they be breaking down. Gotta keep the faith, gotta fall on my face. Deep in the chase, sometimes it's hard keeping your pace. I went through, but God was with me, I'm calling it grace. Holy Ghost, fire, umpire, calling me safe.
Safe.
I made it out without a scar or scrape. I hit the cut and start running so far, I escaped. Well, not a second or a minute or an hour to waste. It's like a movie and I'm in it, co-star in my fate.
I'm running, I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
Yeah, good looking Creed. I told you I'm running, man. I'm running for Christ. Mars music. Music aimed at reconciliation and salvation. That's what it is. Fuck Barnabas. I had to double edge it, baby.
Sorry, I'm late.
Quick, get in here. He's almost here.
Who's almost here?
You said you were having problems. I made an appointment with someone who can help you.
Really? So who is it?
God.
You made an appointment to talk with God?
Yes. Oh, he's here. Quick, go. Go, go, go. Come on, say something.
You don't need an appointment to talk to God.
We don't have much time. Tell him your problems.
Bob, I can talk to God anytime.
Come on, you only have a few seconds. We can talk about this later.
This is silly.
Oh! He's gone.
He's not gone. God is always around.
Okay, so have you talked to God about your problems?
Well, no.
Frank, if you believe God is always ready to listen, then how come you haven't talked to him?
Well, I've been busy.
That's why I made an appointment for you.
I don't need an appointment. I can talk to God anytime.
But Frank, you never do.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Are you taking God's presence for granted? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Yo, the song was from the homie David Michael actually, I'm sorry, Buck Barnabas, I'm running. And we are running with this show. We got the homie Wado.
Were you looking at the schedule?
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
I was, actually.
How'd you get it wrong?
You see that right there?
Bow, all
right. Bow, bow.
So you can't say that I get it wrong all the time.
I just had to do that to so that you can say that about
me. Shut your mouth.
But speaking of all this, man, we got my brother Wado from Jersey on the show. Wado from Wado Radio. Say what's up to all the podcast people, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And what we like to do, man, when we get cats on the show, we always like to start it off with their testimony so people can get to know you a little bit. Tell the people what the old Wado was like and how God has redeemed you and changed your life, man.
Oh, man, that's a great question. The old me, I think I was real mean to people. You know what I mean? I was one of them people, man, like, I was always cracking jokes on people, like, never would show mercy to nobody, never would show grace to nobody, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like I was that cat, like, you know how you always had somebody, like, in elementary school that, for whatever reason, like, nobody banged with them, like, you know, either, like, they didn't have great hygiene, or they was big, or what, it was something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was that dude that was exploiting that, yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like always going in on that kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, if we were friends, yo, I was committed, we was dedicated, you know, boom. But if not, man, like, you know, I probably wasn't really that pleasant a person to be around. I don't know if I'm still that pleasant a person to be around, but one thing that, you know, since I've been saved, obviously, is like just continuing to learn and understand and accept in my life the grace of God and trying to display that grace towards other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I mean, just from a personal standpoint, you know, I understand the importance of having peace in your life. You know, and I didn't always have that. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you Trip Lee actually has a song called No Worries out right now. And, you know, before I had Christ, you had all types of worries because, you know, you didn't have confidence. There was nothing you could really trust to know that everything was going to be all right, regardless of what your situation is. And, you know, at this point in my life right now, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that happens that, you know, for a lot of people, you will be real up and down about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But for me, it's like, yo, man, I've learned to just keep trusting God. I mean, for instance, man, like, since I've been doing this full time for about the last 3 years, like, I haven't got a regular paycheck, you know what I mean, in 3 years.
Yeah.
And so that's like a whole different level of trust. And you're talking about somebody that went from having a job where I was making 80 grand a year. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not, I mean, look, like, I got a, you know, I graduated from college, I got a master's degree, all of that. You know what I mean? Like, I grind, but it's like, yo, man, the Lord taught me to trust in Him and not trust in, like, all this other stuff. Like, not trust in my degrees, not trust in a job, not trust in a Fortune 500 company to be there to help support the family. Like, I straight trust in God to do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's kind of what my new life in Christ has been about, you know, since I got saved.
Man, trust is a huge thing. And I mean, like, I think we're going along with what you're saying. Trust, actually, man, tell the people, how do you trust God when you don't see things? What does God really show you, just keys to trusting Him while you're going through situations like that? Because I know I ain't the only one going through something like that right now.
No, He's not, definitely.
Let me start here. Trust and faith is, like, that's the foundation of the Christian walk, the Christian lifestyle. Like, if you don't have it, like, you can't really be a believer. Like, you can't, you know, unless you have faith that Jesus Christ did what He did 2,000 years ago, like, you can't, you know, like, you got to get past that hump. And so, I say this. It comes in small increments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, it, you know, if you want to equate it to, you know, when we were in school, it's kind of like you can't just hop in and do algebra without doing pre-algebra, without doing, you know, the courses that come before that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just skip to geometry and you haven't done algebra and pre-algebra. You can't skip to trigonometry without having done algebra 2, geometry, algebra, pre-algebra. Like, you gotta build on it, and that's really how your faith is.
Yeah.
And so you start small. You know what I mean? Trust God with a small thing. You know, I know when it comes to like giving money at church, you know, there's all types of different doctrines. Should we tithe? Shouldn't we tithe? I don't want to get into that, but I will say this: like, you know, if you can learn to trust God with your money, like, you know, start, you know, give Him a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, say you're not tithing, you don't give at your church, yo, start with $100.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Start with $100 a week. Give, you know, give. And watch the Lord continue to provide for you. And just build on that, man. Like, you know, you can't just, I mean, maybe you can. Maybe you do have the faith right away where you can just jump all in. Feet first, boom. You can say, you know what? I'm going to just give you 50% of my money right now, Lord. He's going to hold you down. But if you don't have that faith, yo, start small and just keep building, keep building, keep building. And to answer your question in terms of just how do I learn to trust? How have I done it personally? That's how I've done it. Is just start small. Start with small things and just keep trusting the Lord. And He'll grow you and grow you and grow you. And you'll just start trusting Him more. It's a relationship. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you meet a girl that you really like. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't go out and marry her. I mean, I would hope not. You know what I mean? Like, y'all want to spend time together, know one another. You know, boom, boom, boom. You know, get your confirmation. And yeah, she's the one.
Yeah.
And then boom. Then go ahead and jump in feet first. You know what I mean? But it's just like any other relationship. You got to build.
Man, that's really good, man. Speaking of building, we're going to say today's topic is about godly leadership. So I felt it was necessary to play this joint from J-Son called Parent Me featuring JR, man. So we're gonna hop into that joint right now on Yada Da King Radio. Let's go.
Look at my pain, look at my tears, these tears I shed. I feel so alone with nobody to talk to. Cause all the days that I spent without you, it's like a
I appreciate your grind. You give me everything I need, but I really want your time.
I want your time.
I must confess, it's hard to express how I'm feeling, but I'm growing blocks of bitterness, quickly becoming builders. Listen, you're never home, to the point that I don't notice when you're gone. I'm getting older, but I'm growing all alone.
I'm all alone.
How can you raise me without even knowing me?
Huh?
Everything I do is just to get you to notice. Do you realize you're the great influence in my life, and your absence just might be what's ruining my life. Got questions, but we don't talk on the usual. My friends are having sex, and I'm wondering, should I do it to you? Who should I go to if you were never there? And if you never ask, will you ever be aware? You say you care for me, you don't get it apparently. I'm young and just a child, I need my parent to parent me.
Look at my pain, look at my tears, these tears I shed. I feel so alone with nobody to talk to. Cause all the days that I spent without you, it's like a
your time.
I want your time.
I stay in fresh J's, laced in new gear, but I would trade it all if I'd only have you here.
Just get off.
I smell a dodo you blowing, cause it be so potent.
Woo.
Oh yeah, I know this, but you don't think I'ma wanna smoke
it.
I see your love for the streets, and I want that love too. You taught me to be hard, but you rarely tell me I love you.
Please,
moms
love
be mad, she always be talking bad about you, but honestly, Dad, I don't think I'll become a man without you.
Man.
And she be gone, matter of fact, she never home. She clubbing to work, and I'm living like I'm already grown.
I'm
I got a place
grown
to stay and can shine at the mall. But I'll honestly say I don't have no guidance at all. You say you care for me, but don't know I can barely read. I'm young and just a child, I need my parents to parent me.
Look at my pain, look at my tears, these tears I've shed. I feel so alone with nobody to talk to. Cause all the days that I spent without you, it's like a
rich.
church, I see your love for God. You give me everything I need, but I really need your time. Your godly life and love for people amazes me. But tell me, should the church take my mom and my dad away from me? I'll say this simply, you know a lot spiritually involved in ministry, but often you don't remember me. You teach the youth, you show them how to model and live. But at home, you've never shown me what the gospel is. I've seen you share with those seeming direly hopeless. Inside I cry, cause we've never cracked the Bible open. And I'm dealing with pressure, and don't know what to do. Don't know what it's like to be the only Christian in your school. I bump that 116, they tell me to live unashamed. But there's more when those around you on another thing. You study thoroughly, but don't get it apparently. I'm a babe in the faith, I need my parents to parent me.
Look at my pain, look at my tears, these tears I shed. I feel so alone with nobody to talk to. Those are the days that I spent without you. It's like a year, like a year.
I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord. Lord, hey. But God's word in my mouth, Bible for praying. Come the kingdom, Holy Ghost, get a solo. Hey, but I speak life for the promo. Devil's messing with God's servant, it's a no-no. Bad timing, when it rains, it pours. I claim the blood of Jesus, demons running off the porch. I'm still praying, but I'm still crying. Cause the enemy's still shrewd, he's still lying. Sighing, a deep breath of relief. Remembering the loneliness I felt in the streets. Hey, watch my life change, he died, I'm saved. Wash my sins away, my pride, my shame, my pain, my lies, my hate, my strife, my tears, my thoughts, my years, my cost. Weeping prophet, that's what God said to me. But I'm still here surrounded by the enemy. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord. Lord, hey. He got me walking down the concrete, thinking about his mercy, lost in the worst way. He had to purge me, I flip-flopped on the world. Ain't no more hip-hop, I'm in the midst of warfare. But you can hear a pin drop, cause the earth gon' spoil and turn. And you reap what you sow, so for boil it burn. I like the pilot, I hear a go pop. God's cooking up the message, the dreams don't stop. I still see the madness, still feel the heartbreak. Still paint the canvas, ignore what the sharks say. Cause I've been swimming in the pit, so driven in the mischief and sinning. I didn't notice how it's living, and I've been in my own prison oh so long. So I pray and ask for forgiveness, I've been so wrong. What you anoint that child's head with the oil for deliverance? Lord, don't let the devil get. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord. Lord, hey. He got me walking in his word now. No more living raggedy. Half step in the Lord and the lonely be tragedy. Praying constant, fasting all day. Kinda worthy just to worship. I'ma walk his way. I look around and see the broken tears in their eyes. Knowing I was like them, drinking, getting high. Hey, but I repent for that strap on their lap. On the way to ride on them, but I stand in the gap. Lord, I wanna be better. I wanna be healed. I don't wanna suffer. I don't wanna be killed. Hey, Forgive me, it is all I know, yes. It is all I see, I don't wanna be, no. But I know the truth now, I'm bought with a price, and Jesus Christ died to save my life.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hands to him, can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness to live
I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord, I know they have a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord.
I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they have a nightmare.
You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord.
Lord, hey.
David Michael. Yo, that was David Michael, and the song was called Nightmares.
I'm proud of you, man. You got it right this time.
I knew Frog was going to give me something like that, man. But speaking of Frog and speaking of people that we really look up to, man, we look up to the homie Wado. He's really going in hard, man. For all those that don't know, while we're doing the show, we actually have a live stream segment where you can ask your questions, and the people we are interviewing, they can answer your questions, man. And
you get to see behind-the-scenes stuff that you on the podcast won't be able to see.
That's right. You get to actually see our faces.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
You know, Don Christian's a little bit close to the mic, you know, or the camera. Maybe one day we should switch it. Then you probably want to see our faces.
See, now Frog, that was uncalled for, Frog. Repent, please.
I love you, brother.
Hey,
I love you, brother.
Wait, though, man.
Twice on the show.
That's what's up.
Said it twice.
Hey, praise God. Wait, though, man. We're going to talk to you about, really, man, your craft. I got a good question for you.
And you know what? I want to say, this is the first time we've actually had a DJ on the show.
And a host of another show.
Another show. So this is actually like a really different show. And it's really cool to actually interview someone that we actually listen to a lot and look up to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a real blessing, man. I just want to say I'm honored to be able to interview you, homie.
Y'all appreciate it, man.
Man,
I definitely appreciate it, man. It's an honor to be interviewed, you know what I mean? So yeah, I appreciate it. And yeah, let me just say this, let me just commend y'all brothers on y'all organization, man. I mean, we put this in my calendar a long time ago, man. Like, y'all brothers is definitely doing it as far as just kind of, you know, scheduling y'all interviews out there and all of that. Like, that's banging.
Man.
Praise God. You know, and it's crazy.
Who's off, Rob?
You know, the thing is, a lot of that I've actually learned from you. When we actually talked for a couple of times, a lot of the stuff we actually got mentored from DJ, where a lot of advice... A lot of stuff that we've done was advice from DJ Wado. You know, booking the shows. Like, we're already booked. We have to do extra special shows because we're booked all the way to the end of December already. And it's like,
nice. You
know, and that's one of the things that I've learned from him. He told us, he said, if you're going to do it, be consistent.
That's right.
And from that consistency, you know,
since then we've been doing it every week.
Hey, and God has allowed us to be featured on thesouth.com as a radio show, and our numbers have increased. People are being they love the show, they're being edified by the show, and it's just really cool. And then not only that, we get to talk to people like you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Now you can't beat that.
Anyway, so look, I got a question, man. We asked you what keeps you going, but really, what motivated you to be a DJ and to start your own radio show where you are basically letting cats hear the gospel through the music form of hip-hop and R&B and reggae music?
Well, what motivated me to be a DJ, you know, this obviously goes back to my PC days. I just always liked music, man. And, like, you know, I couldn't rap, I couldn't dance, I couldn't do any of that. But you know, I always liked playing music for people. Like, you know, when I was in high school and middle school, I was always the cat that had the joint first. Like, when the Wu-Tang album came out, the Tribe Called Quest album came out, or, you know, whatever it was, the Souls of Mischief album came out, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I was always the cat that had them joints and used to try to put people up on them, particularly stuff that wasn't always played on the radio. And yeah. So, when I got to college, I met a cat by the name of DJ Infinite, my man Marcus, and he had a radio show. I went up there with him one day, and you know, he DJ'd, and like, he let me hop on, and I loved it, you know what I mean? Like, I used to buy vinyl even before I was a DJ. You know what I mean? And so it just kind of grew from there, man. And I went home that summer and bought turntables. And, I remember I used to spend 7-8 hours a day in my room DJing. You know what I mean? Like, really, that first semester back in college, like, I would go to class, come home, DJ. You know what I mean? Do my homework. Like, that was my life. You know, and I just studied the craft, man, and just loved it. But once I got saved, you know, I didn't even really know this Christian hip-hop thing really existed like that. Yeah. You know, so like I thought it was over. You know what I mean? I was like, man, like, you know, I can't really do this anymore. And it worked out for the good though. Like it was good that I kind of fell back. And what I ended up doing was, I was just kind of serving at my church and was slowly finding out about Christian hip-hop. You know, I got a couple Cross Movement CDs like everybody else. And, you know, then I started finding out about some other artists, you know, The Truth, Brother Tone, you know, cats like that. And that's when I really was like, man, like, you know, it would be banging to share this music with people that I knew, because, you know, I was finding out about it, but nobody I knew about these dudes.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really what prompted it, man. It wasn't really anything deep. You know, and I can't even sit here and tell you that my initial goal was to spread the gospel doing it. I was more so just trying to put people up on the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it the Lord just kind of just been blessing it, man.
Yeah.
Praise God, man.
Yeah, and it's funny how God would take what we like and then he'll still get his glory through it, man. So that's really what's up, man. I mean, I think, you know, when you were talking about, hey, I wasn't a rapper, I couldn't dance, but this is what I could do. I think it's very important for the people out there to find out what God has called them to be a part of it. And Wado, how would you say, how would you show people what they are gifted at? What are some ways that you could say, hey, this is what you're really gifted in?
Oh, that's a good question, man. I think, you know, one of the things about a gifting is that other people will recognize your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're good at something, people are going to know it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could convince myself, you know, if I never talked to anybody, that I could sing.
Can I keep it real?
But the reality is, if when I sing, if nobody is digging what I'm doing,
yeah,
then that's probably not my gifting. You know what I mean? So I think it just starts there on a general level. You know what I mean? But I think, you know, when it comes to ministry as well, I think your pastor, you know, regardless of what denomination you are, whatever it is, particularly if the Lord has called you to serve at that local church, which is a whole nother conversation, but your pastor should also recognize your gifting and your calling, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you go to, you know, Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen, he got 40,000 members. Okay, maybe Joel won't recognize it because he may not know you like that. But, you know, someone who's in, you know, who has some spiritual authority, you know, at your local body should also recognize it as well. Wow. And try to help you develop and cultivate it. You know what I mean? Like, I think all of that is important. You know what I mean? And it may not, here's the funny thing, it may not happen right away. You know what I mean? Like, it took a while for my pastor to understand what it is that I do. But, you know what I mean? He's real supportive of it now. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're truly gifted, other people will recognize it. And also, you know, I think people that are in, you know, spiritual leadership positions in your life will recognize it as well.
You know, that's crazy that you're saying that, man. It's crazy. Every show now, whatever the topic is,
whatever the person is being interviewed is saying ties into the topic. And what is the topic?
He's catching godly, on, man.
Godly leadership.
Godly leadership.
Godly leadership. So, and it's crazy, you know. And that's one of the I would say is a quality for a godly leader is that they can pick out something that, you know, they can see what God has in store for you in the lane that God has set aside for you.
Yeah.
You know. And it's always good. I would say, man, hey.
Can I keep it real?
He's at a loss for words, but he said, can I keep it real? Yeah. And we are keeping it. Go ahead, Wade.
Hey, it's one thing I wanted to share about godly leadership, man. When you guys first told me this was going to be the topic, I thought about something my pastor had told me earlier. It was about 2 weeks ago, and it was something that I personally had been struggling with. And it goes with the last question you asked me about your gifting and your talent.
Mm.
It's being patient for, like, the anointing to be on full display.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is this: he showed me in the Bible, like, I'm gonna just keep it real with y'all, man. Like, I've been kind of frustrated at my church that certain things aren't happening fast for me in terms of, certain ministries that I'm involved in. You know what I mean? Now, King David in the Bible was anointed king. And I was just trying to do some quick research on this before we got on the phone. We're not sure how old he is when he was anointed king, but we know he was the oldest he could have been was 17, because in the next chapter when he defeats Goliath, Saul referred to him as a youth. He didn't become king over Israel. So, like, he didn't assume the full breadth of responsibility that Saul had for another 20 years until he was 37 years old. And, like, it's funny when you look at all the stuff that happened to him in between there. Like, as soon as David was anointed, the Spirit of God left Saul.
Mm.
And Saul tried to kill David. Then once Saul was killed, David became king of Judah, not Israel. Not the full, not the full scope of responsibility that Saul had. He just had Judah. You know what I mean? He had, like, two tribes. Then 7 years after he became king of Judah, he became king of Israel. You know what I mean? And so it was like just that patience of him. Like, he could have gave up mad times. Like, when Saul was trying to kill him, he could have questioned God. Like, yo, I thought I was anointed to be king, and here it is, the king is trying to kill me, and I've been serving under this dude faithfully.
Yeah.
Playing the harp for him, risking my neck, leading the troops. But the funny thing is, when the people of Israel anointed him king, made him king, you know, in Second Samuel chapter 5, verse 2, it says that the people recognized that he had that David had actually been the leader, even though he wasn't the king.
Yeah.
And he was able to lead even though he didn't have the position.
Mm. Oh my goodness.
And so I just think, I just think, as like, in terms of like being a godly leader, I think a real true godly leader, you're gonna, one of the characteristics you're gonna have, you're gonna be like David. You're gonna be able to lead people without necessarily having a position. Jesus was the same way. He didn't have any title, he didn't have any office, he didn't have a position when he was on earth. But mm-hmm. I mean, he was the greatest leader ever.
Oh my goodness. Look, we talking leadership. Before we get too heavy in this, we gonna hop right back into that. But we gotta hop into this song right here. By the homie Pro.
Murder Swag.
We had a Murder Swag, and that's what Wade was talking about. You don't have to have the actual title to lead. Murder that swag and lead where God got you at right now. You dig? Let's hop into that joint.
Since I done switched the style up, if I'm gonna be aggressive enough, I'ma have enough swag. I think our perspective is a little bit loose on what this rap thing is about. So I'ma go ahead and get the ratchet and tighten it up right quick. Holla at me. Now what I look like, yeah, and if anybody feeling me, I'm trying to show you truth, like I took you to epiphany. If me killing pride mean I lose half of my fan base, how the old shoe probably wasn't with me in the first place. I'm trying to win a tough race, pursuing God on my face. You worry about what kind of punchlines I'm about to make. Look, I'm not a monkey for your entertainment vibe, puppy. If you looking for something that you can play with, I'm on my grind, trying to showcase the divine. Praying that the spirit file for a new one of our minds. So I roll down my windows as I'm bumping that Thizzle, posted with some urban missionaries. What up, B Chizzle? I was shown pride, the enemy of the king. So I asked the Lord to break me like a fight with Jet Li. The title of your favorite rapper, keep it, I don't want it, cause promo isn't promo unless the Lord's being promoted. I'm on a mission trying to show the world the Lord coming back. So I
had them on the swag, had them on the swag.
Yeah, I switched the style up, I know you're not feeling that, but I
had them on the swag, had them on the swag.
You say you rapping for the streets, but they still thinking you act. So I
had them on the swag, had them on the swag.
For real, recognize real, that's why they not feeling that. So we
had them on the swag, had them on the swag.
Hey, now try to tell me that swag ain't pride. It's about making us look better while we put it in our rhymes. And we say that it's for Christ, but that ain't Christ-like, cause he came in the mansion, you bragging about ice, wait. That's why the Jews didn't accept him as is, cause he came as a servant, they wanted the iron fist. With chariots of fire, but he gave them humility. I think that there's a lesson can be learned here for you and me. We are not to dress him up and show people he lives. Don't care if you think he cool, God is who he is. Anything else is phony. If he ain't betrayed his holy, he ain't running your life, pimping Jesus, not your homie. So take your gold chains out and put your crown of thorns back. We're bragging about the benefits, tell him that he came back. I mean that, I'm a bleed rat, replace it with the blood of the Christ. He wanna see I'm on a mission, trying to show the world the Lord coming back. So I
had them on the swag, had them on the swag.
Yeah, I switched the style up, I know you're not feeling that, but I
had them on the swag, had them on the swag.
You say you rapping for the streets, but they still thinking you act. So I
had them on the swag, had them on the swag.
I believe that is Marte
featuring Richmond. The song is called Hey Hey.
Hey, I love that song, man.
I knew he was going to say that.
I love that song. That song goes hard.
Man, it does, man. And speaking of going hard, we got another young brother going hard for the Lord. DJ Wado. He's here with us. Wado, man, we want to talk about the subject, man, and I'm going to let you open it up. You were talking about it earlier, but really, in your opinion, what is godly leadership? What does it look like?
And what does it consist of?
Well, I think, I mean, something that, I mean, you probably have heard me say this a bunch of times tonight, but I think it obviously it starts with following the Lord. Like, to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower first. You know what I mean? And so, you know, ultimately, you have to be able to follow the Lord. But I just think from a practical standpoint as well, you know, certain traits, you know, there's a lot of things that I think you can kind of overcome. Like, you know, it's not always about, like, being charismatic or being, you know, the best-looking person or having the best speech. But it's just more stuff in terms of just being able to, I think, engage people, being able to kind of meet their needs, being able to understand and listen to people, and being a servant. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Jesus was a servant. You know, King David was a servant. You know, Moses was a servant. Like, you know, all these people at one point in their life, they learned to serve under someone else, or they learned to serve others. And so, you know, I think that's, you know, that's the trait that you have to have, because the world will make you feel like being a leader means you gotta have this big organization and having all these people serve you. But the reality is, a godly leader is a person that is going to be able to serve other people. You know, like, you know, we look at Jesus, and from the outside, you say, yeah, man, yeah, all these people following him around all the time. But he also served those people. Like, he was healing people. He was turning water into wine. He washed the disciples' feet. He was pouring into them, like giving them practical nuggets, practical knowledge, practical spiritual truths that they would be able to use, not just in their lives, but then to pass down through generations that we today can even use. So I think, you know, I think it really is just that ability to be a servant and not just wanting to be served all the time.
Man, that's good, man. So Wado's one of the main things Wado said was serving. Frog.
Now I got a question.
Okay.
I got a question for Wado. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so Wado, with the platform that you have, man, and you obviously you see a lot of people. Is there do you serve anybody? I mean, are you in leadership over anybody? And does anybody, like, are you in leadership over anybody? Do you serve at your church in that shape, form, or fashion, or you know, are you looked as a leader?
Well, yeah, a couple things. You know, I told you guys about that period of time before I started my show. I was serving real heavily at my church. You know, I was the leader of the singles ministry for a while. I sang in the choir for a while. That's actually how I met my wife. And even now, you know, I produce my pastor's radio show. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And it's on, you know, the only 24-hour gospel radio station in New York. It's a teaching show, so it's like 30 minutes. You know, I put in sermons on there. You know, we introduce them, give them information to contact the church at. And I also do it with another pastor in the area by the name of Jack Rep, and he's the youth pastor at Christ Church in Montclair, New Jersey. And his show is on Star 99, which is the CCM station in New York City. So, you know, I mean, it's something that, you know, like, you know, it's not, it, you know, it's not, like, I could very easily just fall into the trap of just saying, you know, the Wado Radio Show is ministry, and so I'm going to just do that and try to build that. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, like, there's probably nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people that do that, you know, but for what the Lord has called me to do, he also calls me, you know, he calls me at this time to help serve other people. And so, you know, those are just kind of two of the people that I serve directly. And then obviously, you know, through those shows, I mean, that reaches, you know, a lot of people every week. You know what I mean? Tens of thousands of people every week on both of those stations, a large station. So, you know, I think Star 99 in New York and Jersey,
has like a 2.9 Arbitron rating. And then the city has a 1.0 rating, and WLIV is the same way. You know what I mean? So they got a lot of people that listen. You know, those are big numbers for, you know, this area. I mean, you're talking about, you know, New York City, you know, 15 million people, you know, and wow. Jersey, you know, you got a couple million people in their reach. So, you know, it's a lot of people that were able to impact with the gospel every week.
Man, that's what's up, man. I mean, that was a good question from Frog, I would have to say. I really appreciate that.
I don't ask good questions?
No, I'm saying that was just a good question to ask. Okay, now as far as we understand what it means to be a leader, let's turn it around on Wado and say, are you doing what you just told us what it takes to be a leader?
Right, I mean, that's what I kind of was looking like. Are you in leadership over somebody? Does somebody actually, like, do you have people that you actually mentor right now and disciple?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I think first it starts with my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, as the man of the house, you know, I'm the priest over the house.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, definitely with them. But then also, I mean, there's a team of people that are part of, you know, the Wado Radio Show ministry. And, you know, some of them, you know, I have more of a mentor relationship with, you know, like a Paul Timothy type of situation. And some of them are just people that, you know, are a part of the ministry and fill various roles. And so I don't necessarily mentor them per se, you know, spiritually, but obviously they're a part of the team and, you know, I'm the leader for the ministry. So, you know, I think definitely those two areas. And then obviously, like I said, you know, at my church, being a part of the media ministry, you know, I don't lead the media ministry at this point in time, but, you know, I definitely play a big role in it, in terms of, like, doing the broadcast and just some of the behind-the-scenes stuff in terms of just kind of making sure, you know, things flow correctly in terms of information and that kind of thing, so.
Yeah. Well, look, Frog, I want to ask you, man, what are some things, if you could just say a couple of things that you think really make leadership godly?
I would have to say the number one thing is that the person who is in leadership, their heart has to be set after God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if your heart's not set after God, then there's a whole bunch of things that it can just go sour. You can end up, I mean, there's so many different routes that you can go, you know, from leading somebody astray to giving the wrong advice, you know,
yeah.
Speaking out of your flesh, you know what I'm saying? If your heart's not set after God, man, you're not really counseling or leading somebody in a godly way.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when somebody's heart is set after God, they're allowing God to use them, you know, to help others in situations. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad that you asked me, Frog. I would say...
I didn't ask you anything.
I know. I'm saying, like, you should have asked me the questions back.
Are you telling me what to say now?
Yes. Now, anyway, I think godly leadership, number one, I would say, man, is, as we said earlier on the show or even on the live stream, is having a relationship with God. I think it's key. And I'm not saying that these guys didn't say that at all, but... I think all these things are something that we need to have in order to have a good relationship or be a good leader in our areas of ministry or whatever God has placed us over. When you have a relationship with God, you know, you can hear His voice. He will actually share with you some things that you need to share with the people that are following you. There's going to be times where you know, everybody else will be like, hey, yeah, go do that. And God's voice of wisdom will speak to you. He'll give you discernment as a leader and say, hey, you know, don't go that route right now, because God just told me not to share with you to not do that. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I would say this, some leadership, instead of hearing God's voice, they hear what they feel and they'll say, hey, don't go do that because I said so. And, you know, I think it's not a good look. To me, that's an example of how godly leadership can be exploited. They can start saying, okay, let's do it for my glory or my scenes. But when somebody really has a relationship with God, it doesn't only direct them and their lives, but it can also direct those following. Another thing I would say is integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity is huge, man. Integrity, I would say, when people are with you and when people are not with you. When you have a godly leader, he's somebody that's going to have integrity when nobody else is looking, I'm going to follow what God told me to do. Just like Paul said, hey, look, I might be going through a lot of things. There's plenty of times where I could have ran away from this persecution and all that, but God told me to do it. So even if nobody else is looking, I'm going to go do what God told me to do. I'm going to follow his word. I'm going to get in the word on my own. I'm going to read the word, not just when I'm getting ready to preach. I'm going to pray, not just when I'm trying to hear a word from God, but I'm going to cultivate my relationship with God.
Can I keep it real?
When you do all those things, I think that's something that forms a godly leader in the church today, man. And not even just in a pastor role, but like as Wado said earlier, we could be leaders. We need more leaders than just the pastors.
And I would say this too. Being a godly leader, you should be able to take some kind of correction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are doing something, and you know, sometimes people do stuff and they don't know that it's wrong. You know, and you got to be able to be humble enough to take that correction and not take it as, oh, this person is trying to take me down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Peter was reprimanded by Paul.
Right, but I would say this too. It takes a leader to do that to a leader. I would say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, though,
I'm not talking about a pastor leader. I'm just saying that.
Job was in his worst parts of his whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was going through it. Everything is taken away. He's got sores all over his body.
Right.
His friends were there, and they were basically saying, you know, why not curse God, you know, basically, and they couldn't really give him any kind of counsel. But
his wife was saying that, but they
couldn't really counsel Job, you know, help him, encourage him. But this little boy came up and was like, "What are you guys doing?"
And yeah, but he was what so, I'm saying. He I'm was saying, a leader.
I'm pretty sure that little kid wasn't no leader.
He was a leader in God because he had a connection with God.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he was like the pastor
For you guys listening to the podcast, I'm not arguing, my man, DJ Don.
No, we're not arguing.
We're just, you know, trying to come at so people that they're they're contending.
What I think is when you're a leader, it is not always a position that you're in. People can know that you're a leader when you first step on a field with somebody. Wado, what do you think, man? Being a leader, how can the average man and woman of God be a leader where God has placed them at?
Well, I think, see, I'm one of them people, man, like, I kind of think, like, you know, I don't think you have to have a position to be a leader.
Right.
You know, I think you have to be, I think it more comes from you being able to influence people. So I think depending upon like what your situation is, I think you have to look at like what are the real points of influence and how you can kind of get your voice heard. I mean, I think you guys mentioned some great things that basically, you know, when you're looking at stuff like integrity, when you're looking at this stuff like your ability to take correction, I think what all of that stuff does is it builds your credibility with people.
Yeah.
And so once you kind of have credibility with people, the next step is you want to be able to communicate stuff that is credible.
Hmm.
So like you as a person has credibility. Like,
yeah,
you know, people can trust what you have to say. But then the next step is you have to have content in terms of the stuff that you are saying that makes sense. And once you have, you know, the stuff that you're saying makes sense and you as a person are credible, then that's going to kind of naturally kind of, you know, thrust you into, you know, a position of leadership with people. So, you know, I would say, you know, if you're in a situation, a scenario, whatever, and you're looking, you're like, man, like, what's going on here ain't really right. You know, I think I can kind of help steer this ship into another direction. You first have to look and say, all right, are you credible? Like, are people going to look at you and say, man, like, okay, I can get with what this dude is saying. And then the next thing is, do you have something credible to say?
Mm.
You know, and I think once you have those two things and it's married, then boom, the leadership part is going to be natural because people are going to say, man, like, this guy is saying some banging stuff and, you know, he's correctable. So, you know, if he says some wrong stuff or he's doing, you know, some wrong stuff, we can kind of correct him. Plus,
you know, he's living out the stuff that he's saying. So
yeah. So I got a question from you for you, Wade. If you see ungodly leadership, what is something that we should do?
Well, I'm a firm believer in going to that person in private, first of all. And you know, and just kind of expressing your concerns.
Yeah.
If they're really truly a man or woman of integrity, you know, as you guys are mentioning, they will at least you know, hear out what it is that you're saying.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, you know, they have a decision to make at that point. I think after that, you know, after you go into them and you had that conversation with them, they've heard your heart, then I think the next step then is, you know, you may want to take another credible person with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this isn't just, like, my opinion. You know, this is biblical. When you look at Matthew 18, you know, and it talks about correcting a brother or sister that's in sin. You know, you take another credible person with you, or maybe it's two people, you know, but it's a small group. And you know, voice that concern to them again and say, hey, look, brother, sister, I think what you're doing is kind of out of line. You know what I mean? And then finally, you know, prayerfully, it doesn't get to the step. Then, you know, the next thing is to kind of go in front of the whole group.
Yeah.
You know, but I think typically, when you go through those first two steps, man, typically a truly godly person will listen to what you're saying and say, man, like, you know, you're right. Like, I need to fall back, or I need to make some changes here. You know, and it typically doesn't have to get to that third thing, but, you know, sometimes it does. You know what I mean? But I would say, you know, try to get it done in private first. Try to get it done in private first and see what the Lord does. And obviously, be prayerful about it while you're doing it.
Yeah. Man, what's crazy is I actually had that experience where I had to go talk to somebody not to my knowledge, I didn't know if they were doing something wrong, but I had a dream about them a year before. And then we came up, we went, and like I had met this guy like maybe once or twice before. So, you know, we were actually doing a concert at his church, and I was like, man, you know, I had this dream. And then the day before, somebody had said something, And mind you, that was a year before that I had a dream, and it triggered it. And I was like, dang, I got to go talk to this pastor. But this is my first time ever doing something like this, right? So I'm like, man, how can I go about this so he's not offended? I'm not trying to breach the relationship or nothing. I'm just trying to make sure everything is cool. So, man, I was praying, man. Like, and I actually went and chopped it up with him. And he was like, man, I told him what my dream was about. And I was just like, man, I had this dream about you. I don't know what it means or anything like that, but I just want to make sure everything is okay with you. You know what I'm saying? And the pastor was like, man, I really appreciate you coming and talking to me about this, because nobody really said anything. You know what I'm saying? But I have been dealing with certain things. And he was basically, to make a long story short, that allowed our relationship to be we got closer from this. And he was like, man, that was something that I was dealing with. God has definitely worked with me on this, and he has grown me up since then, man. And I was like, man, see, this is, we, you know what I'm saying? You have to do it in the right way. Like, if he was tripping, like Wade O said, then I might have had to go get somebody else and say, okay, hey, really, what's good? You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up, man. Godly relationship. Let's hop into this song right now. We've talked about not godly relationship, but godly leadership, and it must have a relationship with God. So we're going to go into this song by Mission, featuring Mike Lee, like called Time With You. Let's get it in.
And ain't nobody around. It's like everyone's having a party and forgot to invite you. But take note of that. It might be God wanting to spend some time with you. Sitting home all alone, can't get no one to answer the phone. Call the homies like two or three times, but no one picks up the line. I don't know if they iggy me, or maybe it wasn't meant to be. Okay, I catch the clue. Lord, I need to spend time with you. I need to fall back, can't just do me. I need to slow down, give God QT. It's so essential, detrimental. Keep my mind right, slow down my mental. The world all around is at a fast pace. The peace that I need is right in my face. Stop, yield, I see the signs. You and me, God, let's spend some time.
It's not that the homies are dissing me. It's a sign that I need to spend some time with you. Sometimes
need. Sit in your presence, just be still. Focus on you, what is your will? It does not take a scholar to know the time with the Father. It's less than optional, more than needed, to stay on top and be undefeated. We get caught up with this life, but what's life not spent with Christ? It is nothing, it is nada. Gotta spend time not caught up with the worries and cares of the earth. Spend time with Jesus and see what it's worth. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Shut it all down, spend time with you.
Maybe I need to stop my grind. I think I better make some time. On my knees, Lord, drop that line. I pick up the phone. Maybe I need to stop my grind.
They said I'm going for broke. I told them that God provides. He's at the end of his rope.
when they telling me quit.
I say no, the devil's a lie.
That was Mouthpiece. He lying.
He lying.
He lying. He lying.
His album just came out, man. Wait on, man. First of all, this is what we want to do. Once again, thanks for coming on with us to the show, chilling with us, man, sharing your heart and what God has been doing with you about trust and about, you know, godly leadership. He actually started the convo off, and we was like, man, praise God. But we want the people that are filling your ministry to be able to contact you. What are some ways that they can do that?
I appreciate it. I mean, the main thing, you know, waitoradio.com. I mean, that got links to everything I do. Twitter, Facebook, on the show, anything you want to know, you know, that's the best place. We got, you know, emails on there, phone numbers on there if you want to call me or whatever it is. But yeah, waitoradio.com, waitoradio.com.
Definitely, man. And we got a couple of questions. We actually decided to ask some of the live stream questions on the podcast today. So for y'all that's listening, you can actually ask your questions if you on here with us at the live stream at the appropriate time. Frog, what's some of the questions we got for Wade real quick?
On the live stream?
Are any questions you might have?
I was going to ask him, man, with you being in the radio business, man, what advice would you give new artists coming up and coming that don't really have a label, they're independent? What advice would you give them in order to that will help them get radio play, you know, for example, on your show?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think, like, I wouldn't even focus on getting radio play, personally. Like, not saying that it doesn't help, because it helps tremendously, but I think there's so much stuff that people need to have in place so that they can take advantage of radio play. Like, I could put your record on the radio, but if you don't have a website and you don't have a way for people to buy your music, like, all that's going to do is, like, you know, give people the opportunity to hear a hot song, and that's cool, but you won't really be able to take advantage of it. So
right. What
I would suggest for people is, one, get a website. You know what I mean? Get a website that's like your, you know, that could be like the one-stop hub for people to find everything they need to know about you. Second thing is have a game plan. So, you know, before you get your record and start sending it out to people to get it on the radio, what's the plan? Do you have a project coming out? When is it coming out? You know, how are you going to tie that in? The other thing I would do is make sure that it's available for people to buy on iTunes and Amazon, because people buy a ton of singles these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I can speak to one artist. I'm not going to put his name out there. But he's got a hit record right now. And, you know, I've been playing that record for probably 3-4 months, and people still email me and ask me, how can they get it? It's not available anywhere.
I know who you're talking about, like, too.
Yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I mean, fam, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's, people love the song, you know, still request it. Every time I go out and play that event, people love it. It's one of the biggest songs of the night, but, you know, it's not available anywhere. So it's just like, you just killed it. So I just think people, like, don't put the cart before the horse. Like, don't try to put yourself out there before you're ready to be out there. You know what I mean? Like, I've actually been doing that with my radio show. Like, I got on a bunch of stations at first, and I wasn't ready. I couldn't take full advantage of it. I couldn't take advantage of it from an advertising standpoint, a marketing standpoint, and some of those different things. So what I've been doing recently is falling back on that and building my infrastructure so that when I go back out to get on more stations now, I can take advantage of it, yo. And so, you know, I'm not saying that from a place of not having experienced that myself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm just trying to translate it to people for artists out there. So yeah, that would probably be my thing, man.
That's good,
that,
man.
That, this is why we had to ask this question on the podcast, because if you ain't watching the live stream, you might miss out on a question like this, man. So we want y'all to check it out. Livestream.com/yada.king. We be there at 5:30 p.m. Sundays for the
Pacific
majority of time.
Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, Pacific Time. Eastern Standard Time is 8:30. So, yeah, that's what's
that's
up.
Right.
We got one question, though, from Press116 from the Bricks. He said, how can we as Christians come together and formulate a way to get a Christian hip hop station like 99.1 in our area?
Oh yeah, he must be from he said from the Brick, so he's probably talking about Star 99 station I mentioned earlier that Jack Redman's on. I mean, like, this is the reality, you know what I mean? Like, somebody with some money got to step up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it costs money to do that. I mean, Star 99, you know, just to kind of educate people, it's a CCM station, so, you know, they play Toby Mac, Devil Wears Prada, you know, groups like that, Skillet, you know what I mean? What's my man, I can't think of his name, but, you know, they play music like that, CCM music, but they're owned by a church. Yeah, they're owned by a church, and they actually listen and support it. Personally, I'm not really sure that a listener-supported hip-hop station will work, whether it's secular or Christian, just because people in that age range don't have a lot of disposable income. You know what I mean? So, and we're used to getting everything free. I mean, we don't even want to pay for music, so you know we ain't gonna pay for no radio station.
Yeah.
So, I think what it's gonna take is someone with some money to step up. I mean, you know, you're probably looking at like a multi-million-dollar investment if you want an FM station in a city like New York. Someone with some money or a group of people with some money is going to have to step up. And then you're going to have people with some banging business minds to run it so that it can fund itself through advertising. So you're going to have an elaborate marketing plan so that people are consistently tuning in, because it's not just content. You know, one of the things that you'll notice about, you know, very popular radio stations in your area is they advertise a lot, whether it's on billboards, whether it's on TV, with bumper stickers, concerts and promotions, particularly hip-hop stations. When you see the radio personalities at clubs and stuff, that's promotion for the station.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they're throwing, you know, Hot 97 has Summer Jam every year. It's like, that's the biggest hip-hop concert in the world every year. That's promotion for the station. You know what I mean? They're doing that. I mean, they make some money because they got all types of sponsors for it. But, you know, that's more of a promotional event for them. You know what I mean? And they put a lot into it. And so I just think for it to be done, you know, you're going to need those types of things from a practical standpoint. And ultimately, you're going to need the hand and favor of God to bring it all together and make it happen and to make up for those areas where we may be short. In terms of, you know, stuff that it would traditionally take to make a radio station successful. So,
man, that's good stuff. So I hope you're listening. I hope you're taking notes, paying attention.
We got one more question.
I got another question for you, man. What do you think, and I know you've seen this, what do you think about the overnight success and stardom of Anton Dobson?
Of who?
Antoine Dobson.
Man, I don't even know who that is, brother. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
That's the song, Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife.
I don't know if he's seen it.
You never seen that video? They did a remix.
I don't think so, man.
Driving in your window, snatching your people up. You never heard that video?
Man.
Wow. Okay. Hey, basically, this dude...
Hold on. That's the dude from Alabama.
Yes.
That they got him on the TV joint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he had a record out. I mean.
No. He doesn't. Oh, somebody remixed it on YouTube.
I must not have seen the remix, but the actual video. Like, you know, the initial newscast video, I was teasing Victory about it. I was like, yo, you need to get that dude on your record because, you know, he lived down there. So, yeah, I haven't seen that remix video, but, that joint is crazy.
Somebody remixed it, bro, and it's like a hit song now. Like, they put auto-tune to it and everything, and I'm going to tell you this. Honestly, it's catchy because if you listen to it at least one whole time, That mug plays over in your head over and over again. And like overnight, this guy got t-shirts, a Facebook page, and everything. So, but yeah, man, you heard it from DJ Wado.
Man, Wado, we appreciate you being on with us, man. And we just want to say, man, God bless your ministry. We pray that he continues to expand it and that you just have a great time with you and your fam right now, man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm gonna get it up with you pretty soon, homie.
Definitely.
All right, peace.
Take care.
Yo, that was Wado, man. We had a great interview. We're going to hop into this cut right quick from Young Joss, Old Me. If you haven't heard his interview, you want to go hear that, right?
Where you go get it?
Hey, yeah, that.
Was your seed, yeah. Since she had a reason, yeah. Love them then leave, yeah. Flirt with them and tease, yeah. Every since she was 12, she was boy crazy, yeah. Always got what she wanted, spoil your little boy, baby. Little had a crew that used to hit the clubs every week, yeah. Hopping different beds, doing more than just sleep, what? Creaking, always messing around with different dudes, yeah. Wilding all the time, especially when she went to school. Living wasn't cool, but nowadays she different, yeah. Shorty be a Christian, yeah. Shorty she consistent, okay. Used to sip the bottles, now it's Bibles that she's gripping, yeah. And that her old friends tell her that she tripping, but nah, she gotta tell them, listen, that's the old, yeah, me. My whole lifestyle is different, that's the old, that's me, the old, I ain't me. Slave to the way, that's the old, yeah, me. There's something better than this, you couldn't show me, nah. I'll never go back, mark what I said. Good night, bye bye, the old man is, yeah, yeah. Dead no longer, that's the old me, yeah. The hate and the drama, that's the old,
that's
me,
the old me.
Wow, my homie done changed, yeah. Married with kids now, but used to run games,
games.
Used to put drugs through his mouth, nose, veins,
crazy.
Even stole cars, 120 switching lanes,
20 switching
living
lanes.
Like a lane,
lame.
Trying to be respected, but headed to the flames,
flames.
I'm trying to be accepted,
yeah.
Inconsiderate, ignorant, what's a
sneeze.
Even went to jail cause he moved a couple keys,
kids.
But now my homie different though, yeah. He still hit the streets,
what?
But now we give him Christ with his boys every week,
week.
He ain't a sellout, yo, he just sold out now,
now.
For God,
yeah.
In truth when he roll out now,
yeah.
So yeah,
if you gotta tell him, listen, that's the old,
that's
me,
the old,
my
me.
Lifestyle is different,
that's the old,
he ain't
me
scared,
I ain't a slave to them ways,
that's the old me.
There's something better than this,
this ain't changed, but oh well,
I'll never go back, mark what he said. Good night, bye bye, the old man is, yeah,
yeah.
Dead no longer,
that's the old,
so
me
long.
The hate and the drama,
that's the old me.
Yeah.
He used to be a thug and a killer.
Killer.
He used to mug and she used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
Wild undercover while sipping on that liquor.
Liquor.
Abusive, had a girl but always used to hit her.
Wow.
Her, depressed, so drugs were her best friend.
Friend.
And can't remember all the beds that she slept in.
Dang.
Him,
yeah.
He used to be a fraud.
Yeah.
Quiet boy but didn't know the truth about God. But now they all changed, old man dead and gone.
Gone.
This world had them but they no longer loving their wrongs.
Nah.
Free from the old self, new life. Life now,
now.
It's born into darkness, but got sight now.
Now
so they
like, yeah.
He gotta tell them, listen,
that's the old,
that's
me.
That's the old,
my
me.
Lifestyle is different,
that's the old,
hey, yo,
me.
Hey, yo, he changed,
I ain't
the
blood,
to
man.
The way.
That's the old me.
Yeah.
There's something better than this,
you couldn't show me.
We'll never go back, mark what we said.
Said.
Good night, bye bye, the old man is. Yeah, I'm dead no longer.
That's the old,
that's
me.
That's the old me.
The hate and the drama,
that's the old me.
Yo, that's the old me. Hey, yo, we changed by the blood of Jesus Christ, man. Even though they call us crazy, they call us whack. We ain't doing the same things we used to do, man. And we ain't fronting either. We happy about the change. Sorry. We got something to live for now.
Yeah.
I got that Sola Scriptura. We don't sling soda. We are saved sinners, huh? Innocent soldiers. We are called saints, huh? Citizen soldier. Treasures that we store ain't fitted with cola. No, you probably thought that that soda reference was solely to show how I'm so interested in the S word. But I'm no expert. That's why I'm close to the king like Esther. And so clothed in his word, no dresser. And to oppose is absurd. So, yes, sir, I'm gon' get it cause I need to. Getting it at least two chapters a day, hit the choir, it's cathedral. Never take the ease route, so you know I study it. Sicker than the measles, so you know I'm loving it. I'm in love with it. Don't you see me shuffling this word? Bring about more change than the government.
I've been reading that word, living that word, digging that word, giving
what
that
else you
word.
Read?
Got that word on my lips, the word in my palm,
what?
The word in my mind. Yeah, word is bond. I've been reading that word,
yeah.
Living that word, digging that word, giving
I got that word on my lips still, and never still got the word on the windshield. Glued to it, true students are changed by the words that they heed. Troops do me your faith, become what you read. By the spirit who saves and sanctifying work is seen truly your saints.
Christ pray,
Father sanctify them in truth. The 66 books found on each page. Word, and that's the word of a lie. No pie in the sky, no pigs that'll fly. His God breathed, given by the Most High. Craig, stop please. Bring it one more time. I said it's God breathed, God given, God's words, God's wisdom, God's works in heaven and earth. God's vision for the church. Visitors be alert and handle with care and light of what you heard.
I've been reading that word, living that word, digging that word, giving that word. I've got that word on my lips, the words in my palm, the words in my mind. Yeah, word is bond.
Okay.
I've been reading that word, living that word, digging that word, giving that word.
Woo!
That word, 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 word.
Carry the lightsaber, look in the right major. Words for the Lord, a worker who likes labor, certain of my savior. Grind each time, but the battle's been won. No more blindly blind, now I'm up in the script. See the sign, me sign, it's stuck to the wrist. I'ma bind each line, a cuff to the kicks by the Nike sign. To ignite these, I'm gonna strike three times, just so I hit a rooster. Reading Mark and Luke, but me, I'm justified by faith. I'm smart and Luther, modern day trooper. Soldier with the sword, mind sober with the thought of Jehovah on the cross. Can't mold us anymore, the word is in our reach. We are liars, ex-liars, preaching Jesus on the beat. We're living for the priest and teaching on the streets. Disciples of the word, not being sold the streets.
I've been reading that word, yeah. Living that word, digging that word.
Get in your Bible, people. Don't be like some that I'm looking at right now, just reading Piper alone.
Yeah, word is bond. I've been reading that word.
Or you read a MacArthur, man. I got love for those brothers, though.
Giving that word.
I'm a Piperian.
Yeah.
That
was the homie Esso all the way from London, or at least in the UK.
That wasn't Show Baraka?
No, that was the remix, man. Esso, man. Esso's a nice dude, man. So check it out. We played a song called Word, the remix. Man, we always got to stay in that word. And speaking of that word, it's very important for godly leadership to be diligently studying his word. He must rightly divide the word of truth. Because with godly leadership, you have a really heavy responsibility to basically speak the word correctly. And the word of God also says, hey, man, you're going to be judged even more harshly. So
can I keep it real?
It takes a lot of getting into your word so that that word can be in you, and it can change your mindset. And it could change the way you live, man. And that's really what's up, man.
Hey, man, I was looking at this website, seriousfaith.com, and there's a quote on here. And it says, a leader imitates Christ so that those who follow them will become more Christ-like.
Ooh.
And then also another one.
Say that one more time.
A leader imitates Christ so that those who follow him will be more Christ-like.
Good stuff. A leader imitates Christ so that those that follow him will be more Christ-like.
Right.
You got another
also,
one?
Yeah, leadership is a responsibility, not a statement about human value.
Can I keep it real?
Man, so basically, say that one more time.
Again?
The second one.
Man,
you only
you not hearing anything I'm saying?
No, the second one, they might need it to resume.
Okay. Leadership is a responsibility, mm-hmm. not a statement about human value.
Okay, so basically,
is that good enough for you? Want me to say it again?
Nah, I just want. All right, okay. You know, when something's profound, I like to say it a couple times, bro. You know, that way it can resonate with somebody. You know what I'm saying? If they like one of your lyrics, they're not just gonna say it once. They might say it like a million times. Like, can I keep it real? You know what I'm saying? So that's really what's up, man. Leadership, godly leadership, we definitely need it. We need people to walk in the right ways. We need people to basically do the right thing so that God is pleased with our lifestyle. If he's not pleased with our lifestyle, then we're going to have some major problems. You know what I'm saying? And we are in the last days, man. There's a lot of stuff going on right now that could basically crack the whole world wide open, right, bro? We were listening to my father preach yesterday, Iraq and Iran and Persia and all these nations, they're getting ready to try to do this whole nuclear warfare thing, man. So
basically, Iran is trying to get a nuclear weapon so they can destroy Israel.
Iran said they got all the stuff they need. They just need the fuel for it now.
Yep. In which so, Russia's going to be supplying them with it.
Mm-hmm. So, man, it could go down. They're talking about Israel can attack any day right now, man. And that, and they're not just talking about like a single attack. They're talking about obliterating.
A strike.
Yeah. And that could start it all off, the whole new world war. And, man, Jesus is coming soon, man. So, we need godly leadership to show us how we can get in our word so we can understand what kind of times we are in. But we also need people that are not pastors to be able to lead others to Christ and bring them in, because right now the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenty, man. And God wants you to be a leader and stand out for Christ, man. And that's really what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? So, Frog, man, you got any last words on godly leadership that you want to share?
Can I keep it real?
Is that your last word?
That's my last word.
Okay, that's what's up. He said, can I keep it real? Godly leadership is something that we need. Speaking of something that we need, Frog, who we got coming up next on the Yada Da King radio show? Because I know it's something that they need, man.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a show this Thursday. We have another one next Sunday, right?
Yeah. We're done with the next shows, or the Thursday shows. We're actually looking into interviewing. Hold on real quick.
Well, no, just tell them who we're going to interview next Sunday.
Nah, I know. I got to look it up.
Oh, okay.
But we're looking to interview some more cats. Be on the lookout. We're looking to possibly get some reach cats in September.
We're praying.
We're praying about it. Yeah. Hoping that goes through.
But who we got on Sunday? I want to know.
Next Sunday, yeah, on the 29th, we got Hee-Sun Lee and Seda.
Okay, Hee-Sun Lee and Seda.
I would have to say, Hee-Sun Lee is one of the dopest female Christian artists that I know. One of the dopest. And she's like definitely in my top five.
Okay, Hee-Sun Lee and Seda, man. S-E-D-A. I didn't say Satan, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Seda. And they're going to be on the show with us. That episode is going to air at 2:30, right, Frog?
Yes, it's going to be early.
Yes.
We're going to have an earlier show because my man Don Christian has actually a concert that day.
Yeah, we're going to be ministering out there in Tacoma, like around 6 o'clock or something like that. So, yeah.
Is that aside from the Gospel Fest?
Yeah, the Gospel Fest is on a Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be a busy week next week, man. Yes, she was on
Demise Island. And that's actually one of my favorite songs.
Man, I think my favorite song
Never Surrender.
God, Brad!
That is another one of my favorite songs.
Or my other, because that got my favorite
rapper. That whole album cracks.
And I would say, my wife was actually banging this song, Keep My Name Out Your Mouth. Keep my name out. You ain't got nothing good to say. Keep your name out my mouth.
Sampling it.
What? You can't sample it like that. Nah, I know, but it's not. It got like all the music behind it. Like mine don't really have no music. So we'll try to see what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm your boy Don Christian.
And this is your boy Frog.
And we together are
Yada Da King Radio.
And this is my brother. I'm his brother. And we brothers in the Lord. And we love the Lord Jesus Christ. And more than all, we Yada the King.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada Da King. Shabbat the King. I Yada Da King. I Yada Da King. There's power in my praise.